The world's biggest school-based volunteer travel company, World Challenge, will no longer be offering trips to orphanages in the developing world. An increasing body of evidence shows the practice harms vulnerable children. This type of volunteerism is big business and is now worth $173 billion globally. Mark Walters, the general manager of World Challenge, explains why the company has made this choice.
We've been conscious for some time that there are issues around orphanages. More recently, in April this year, we became aware of really important issues. We decided in the best interest of the young people that we work with overseas that we wouldn't work in orphanages anymore.
Advocacy group Rethink Orphanages were part of the reason for World Challenge's decision, having brought their concerns directly to the company. Lee Matthews, coordinator of Rethink Orphanages, explains some of the ramifications this kind of volunteerism can have on vulnerable children.
Institutional care, that is where children are living in a residential care environment, is well documented to not be the best form of care for vulnerable children. We know that children do best in families. We also know that children that grow up in orphanages experience many harms, and these include learning difficulties, developmental delays, attachment disorders, and that these problems are carried with them well into adulthood and sometimes can be intergenerational. We also know that these problems, particularly attachment disorders, are exacerbated by a constant stream of short-term unskilled volunteers who have no place working with children that often have very complex and traumatic histories.
But it turns out, even when you volunteer at an orphanage, not all the children are orphans.
Up to 90% of children living in orphanages actually have one or more living parents that, with the right support, would be willing and able to look after them in many cases. So these children aren't actually orphans. They're children that have been placed into residential care or an orphanage for a variety of reasons, and in some cases have been trafficked, they're bought, sold and leased in order to populate these orphanages full of so-called orphans to meet the demand of well-meaning tourists and volunteers for orphan experiences.
Professor Stephen Waring of the University of Newcastle and an expert in this type of volunteerism pins down when this sector began to change.
Some of the commercial companies started to realise, SDA Travel and a few of those, that there's probably a profit margin in doing this. And I think that's when it started to change, and that was probably about 15 years ago. You started to see a movement away from small NGOs into some of the bigger NGOs, but also into that commercial style of volunteer tourism.
Professor Waring believes media attention on uninformed consumers is misguided.
The concentration should really be on the venture capital money that's moving into volunteer tourism and taking it over. And that's where they're starting to look at this supply chain management, where all the money's being saved on the programs with the communities. They're producing really under-researched, under-evaluated programs that are really cheap, and that they're having major negative impacts on communities because they really haven't been thought through and they're not long-term.
J.K. Rowling highlighted the issue with her Lumos campaign. Is this why World Challenge has made this decision?
Oh, I would say there's a commercial decision there. Like, I think that it's become big news, and the negative impacts of it has been circulated internationally, particularly since Rowling's, the author, Harry Potter, came out and made statements on her Facebook page about it about a year ago. I think that that's started people thinking about it. And then I think that now people are starting to, like, look more, probably more in depth into what's there, what happens, what the results are of that. And so I'd say it was having a negative impact on their marketing, so it would have been a commercial decision. And also partly, I think, an ethical decision. Some of these commercial companies, I think, are reasonably concerned about the impacts of what they do.
With awareness of this issue building and real change taking place, Lee Matthews looks ahead.
The next thing on our plate is continuing to work on the Federal Inquiry into Establishing a Modern Slavery Act and having orphanage tourism included as part of the recommendations for including it in the Act. And what the legislative implications of that would be in terms of the flow of people and money and resources from Australia to orphanages overseas.
Lee Matthews, coordinator of Rethink Orphanages, ending that report by Eleanor Harrison-Dengate.